From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Hewlett-Packard announced plans today to cut 14,500 jobs. That's nearly 10% of its workforce. Some of the cuts will come through voluntary retirement, but most will be layoffs. The nation's second-largest computer maker is struggling to be more competitive with the market's low-cost leader, Dell. NPR's Scott Horsley has the story.
Today's announcement is the boldest effort yet by CEO Mark Hurd, who was hired 3.5 months ago to improve Hewlett-Packard's performance. The legendary Silicon Valley firm has nearly three times as many employees as Dell, but it's been losing market share to its leaner Texas rival. Hurd says HP has to get its cost down if it hopes to stay in the game.
Cost structures and revenue growth go hand in hand. And we know that only by having a competitive cost structure can we compete aggressively in the marketplace, thereby growing the company for employees, customers, and shareholders.
The job cuts are expected to save HP $1.6 billion a year, beginning in 2007. Some analysts were looking for even more layoffs. Hurd decided to concentrate the job cuts in support areas, such as finance and human resources. HP's sales force will be largely spared, and so will the company's vaunted research and development effort.
We are one of the few remaining hardware companies that deliver innovation that customers value, and will continue to invest in compelling products that can be differentiated in the market.
HP has long prided itself on its commitment to innovation, in contrast to Dell, which concentrates on producing products efficiently. Analyst Rob Enderle of Silicon Valley's Enderle Group says HP's invent slogan can be a competitive advantage, but there's a limit to what R&D is worth.
Customers do think that's very important, and it's one of the ways that HP differentiated itself. However, at the end of the day, customers were buying on price, and if you can't provide a competitive price product at a decent margin, you're pretty much done in this business.
HP actually makes most of its profits from printers, not PCs. A costly merger with Compaq failed to boost HP's profitability, and that ultimately led the board of directors to fire former CEO Carly Fiorina in February. Hurd, who replaced Fiorina, has a mandate to improve operations. His goal, he says, is a simpler, nimbler company. HP also announced plans today to cut the cost of retirement benefits. Beginning next year, the company will freeze pension and retirement health care benefits for newer employees while increasing contributions to their 401ks. Hurd hopes those moves will save the company about $300 million a year.
We believe these changes strike the right balance with respect to aligning employee benefits to market and optimizing our cost structure.
Both the layoffs and the pension changes represent a step away from the paternalistic tradition of HP. But Gartner analyst Carl Klotsch says they're a step in the right direction.
Morale has been improving considerably within HP. And overall, I think people are going to be happier that the company continues to be more successful. And I think for most people, it's not going to be that big an impact, unless you're, you know, of course, one of the 10%.
Hurd says he's confident the cost-saving moves will strengthen HP and that much of the company's success rests in its own hands. He told analysts this morning, though, hard work lies ahead to get the company's overall financial performance where it needs to be. Scott Horsley, NPR News.